This week is National Op Shop Week and a reminder of the changing role of op shops in the community. Founder of the week, John Dee, told Madison White why we need an Op Shop Week.
Well, the aim of National Op Shop Week is to get people donating more household items and clothing to their local charity op shops. And we're also asking people to volunteer more within the local charity shops in the community where they live. And finally, we're wanting people to go down to their local charity op shop to go and buy the stuff that's on sale, because when that gets purchased, of course, it raises money that funds the work that charities do to help people in need.
Yes, I do love op shopping.
Australians are keen op shoppers.
You can usually get something really vintage. It's fun.
Usually just go browse, generally for costumes and little sort of shirts and T-shirts, I mean.
I do go there if we're having a dress-up party or something like that.
Tanya Penglaze is manager of a Goodwill shop in Adelaide CBD.
I love all the people I meet. I love knowing that I'm doing something helpful for the community. Everybody comes to Goodwill, young, old, rich, poor, everybody. Goodwill's the place to shop. Why wouldn't you shop here?
But Tanya says in recent years, donations have been quite low and a lot of what is donated isn't usable.
Unfortunately, we get donated a lot of things that we can't use at all, just general rubbish from other people, and it costs us a fortune to dump the rubbish ourselves.
John Dee says this year's Op Shop Week aims to encourage people to donate more quality items.
One area we're particularly keen on are women who have lots of clothing in their wardrobes that actually aren't being worn. And we did some research with a woman's magazine, and we found that 83% of women have clothes in their wardrobes that they've only worn once or twice. And 62% of women have clothes that have never been worn or still have tags on. So potentially there are billions of dollars worth of clothes just sitting there doing nothing.
So what happens to our donated goods after we drop them through the hatch? Tanya Penglaze explains.
The donations, most of them go into the warehouse, and they're sorted there by the staff in the warehouse, and then they are all transported to all of our shops. The stuff that isn't any good for the shops is exported. We use it for rag, we use it for dog blankets, we use it for whatever. They use everything that they can use, possibly use, and then the rest is dumpage, obviously.
John Dee says donating to and shopping at your local op shop is about more than just cleaning out the wardrobe or finding a great costume for a party.
The first and obvious benefit, of course, is that people in need are able to access services that are funded by the sale of clothes and other items. And that enables people like the Red Cross, Vinnie's, Salvo's, Lifeline, Anglicare and others to, you know, to provide services that help them when they're doing it tough.
So clean out your wardrobe and get down to the op shop. That's John Dee. He's founder of National Op Shop Week, which is running this week.